Hey friends, I hope you're having a great day. Today I have a fun little episode for you. It is the three ways that I was able to pass over 1,000 five-star reviews on my podcast. And the reason I'm doing this episode is because I don't think that podcasters put enough emphasis on the importance of getting quality reviews. I think that it's an afterthought for most podcasters or something that they don't mention. They think other CTAs are much more important, which I actually don't disagree with. But I think that there's a strategy here when it comes to having great quality reviews on your show, because the more five-star reviews that you have, the more Apple Podcasts starts to refer your show in the recommended podcasts, whether that be on New and Noteworthy or on the different category pages or below other similar shows. So that's crazy important. But for me, here's the other really, really important thing about having quality reviews is that when someone is deciding whether they're going to listen, and even more so whether they're going to buy, they go down to the reviews and they read them. And so what do the reviews say about you and your show, your quality of work, your courses? You know, I'm shocked when I go into my reviews to see so many of my students leaving podcast reviews for me. Thank you guys so much. And so many of my listeners, thank you guys so much. And it's just like such a blessing to me because I'm sitting here behind this mic week after week for 5.5 years, like hoping and praying that people like the show. So these reviews not only grow the show as far as getting the show higher boostings within the podcasting algorithms, but secondly, help other people decide to listen or buy. And third, bless me because I'm able to hear from you and see what you are thinking about this podcast or how I have impacted your online business journey in some way. It's just a true blessing in so many different ways. So I want you all to have that same similar experience and know that getting quality reviews is actually a lot easier than you might think. So, step one, pause this episode and leave me a quick review if you haven't. Since we're talking about reviews, it takes 30 seconds and it truly, truly helps the show in all the ways that I've laid out. And then two, go grab a notebook and pen because it's going to be very tactical, punchy, and simple for you to implement. You ready? Let's go. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Hey, Steph, thank you so much. After taking PPU to learn all the tech for podcasting, because I hadn't used a computer in 10 years, I joined P2P and my podcast has not stopped growing. I pray over each episode before recording, asking God to speak through me. And the SOS Mom podcast is ranking top 2.5% globally and is close to 100,000 downloads without using social media. I had less than 200 friends and family on Facebook, and most of them don't listen. I rarely share my show there, and I still don't use Instagram or any other socials. This is purely God-given growth, and I couldn't have done it without P2P and PPU. I can't even believe how many countries it ranks in. It's mind-blowing. Also, I haven't had a kid-free day in over a year. My house is never quiet, and 90% of my podcast is recorded on my iPhone in my car. So throw out those excuses, mamas. Throw them in the trash, and let's get started on your podcast today. Jennifer McDaniel, the SOS Mom.
Jen, I am so happy for you. I cannot believe all the amazing gold that's in that testimony. She said, I hadn't used tech in 10 years. So if you're struggling with tech, my courses will teach you how. She said, I am a top 2.5% show with almost 100,000 downloads without using social media. That is the entire reason that I feel so, so lit up about using podcasting as the method for you all to grow your audience, get leads in way less time. Like, imagine not using social unless you wanted to, if you wanted to. Yes, please. Yes and amen. You guys know I have been off, personally, off of Instagram for over 2 years. I don't have it on my phone. I don't scroll. I don't post stuff in stories relating to anything in my personal life. All we do is sometimes share about our episodes, and that's my team. It's a business card for me now, and I've never felt more free, truly, and I want all of this for you. So if you, like Jen, want to use podcasting to grow your online business, here's where you're going to start. One, you're going to go check out my free workshop, podcastforgrowth.com, explaining how podcasting works to grow your business, okay? Podcastforgrowth.com. Now, if you already have a podcast or you're bought in, you're like, I'm in, go straight to the Stephanie Gass School and see where I can help you on your journey based on where you are. That is at stephaniegass.com/school. All right, let's dive straight in. So how the heck did I get over 1,000 five-star reviews on the podcast? Well, the first thing that I did is, let me be very honest here. The first thing that I didn't is launch right. Okay, I did not launch right. I launched my podcast in October of 2018 with no plan. I don't remember how many episodes that I came out with, but they weren't great. They were random. They weren't targeted. They weren't micro-niched in. It was like, hi, I'm here, and all of a sudden I have this podcast, and we're going to talk about this random thing, and I have really busted channel art. And you know what? It's all fine and good and great, except that I learned the hard way. Launching right is actually very important for your rankings and reviews. So what I did is, I can't remember the exact timing, so don't hold me to this, but it was about 6 months in-ish. I treated my podcast as if I was relaunching it. I had new art, and I actually followed my own launch plan that I now have my students follow inside of Podcast Pro University. And that launch plan, which is so simple, it is so easy. It has nothing to do with social media. It has nothing to do with any awkward, weird stuff. It's like simply leaning on the people who you like, know, and trust in a very specific amount of time, asking them for a favor, and coming out of the gate swinging. And it doesn't matter if you do it on day one or you decide to do it 6 months later. It's the big burst of activity on your podcast in a small period of time that's going to be transformational for your show. So at about that 6 month mark, I went ahead and launched, so to speak, but it was a relaunch. So here's great news for any of you who already have a podcast. You're like, oh no, I didn't launch right. I didn't launch out of the gate with like everything that I had. It's fine. You're just going to treat it as if you're relaunching now. And honestly, it doesn't hurt us to treat our podcast like we're relaunching it every couple of years and get people to refresh their review or to get the new people in your life to go leave you a review. So number one is to launch right or to relaunch right. And those of you that need my launch plan, when you join Podcast Pro University, I will hand you a plug and play launch plan, super simple, super easy, and get you those reviews. Typically, my students will get between 20 and 100 reviews within 48 hours with my simple launch plan. So again, you're going to get all of that. Every single thing that I did to make my podcast what it is today is inside my school, whether in Podcast Pro University or Podcast to Profit. Everything that I've ever done with my particular podcast, I put into my programs for you guys so that you don't have to think. There's no guesswork. There's no confusion or frustration. Okay, the second thing I did to get over 1,000 five-star reviews is annual giveaways and contests. I would say this one is the largest contributor to my reviews. So what the heck is this? Well, once or twice a year, we will do a contest or a giveaway. This might look something like, we're doing the 100 episode giveaway, and we choose something that my audience would be really stoked about winning, whether it's coaching with me or a podcast mic or something that they've really been wanting. And we'll do this giveaway or contest in exchange for, you guessed it, reviews. And it's you guys, super simple. It's like we shoot out an email, we post it in the groups and the communities, and it's very underwhelming, because the harder that you make things, the less people can actually follow through. So ours is very simple. I'm just going to give it away to you right now because I love you guys and I want you to get these reviews. And then when you come into Podcast to Profit, I have all of the giveaways and review how-to stuff for you guys, like step by step by step by step by step in a plug and play. So you can get all of that if you need more help on this. But in essence, in order to win blank, you have to do blank. This is it. So in order to win a 30-minute coaching call with Steph, you must go leave a written review on the podcast, take a screenshot, and come share it in our Facebook community. Three steps. Done. Simple, easy to do. It's going to take people. If you make me think that something's hard, I am not going to do it. I don't have time for it. I don't have the brain capacity for it. I don't really want that thing that bad. So the easier that you make things and the juicier you make the prize, the more success you're going to have with this. I'll say, like, there has been contests and giveaways where we've gotten over 100 written reviews in a very short period of time. And that's super important, because the more reviews you can get in a short window is what really bumps your rankings in, like, I'm in the entrepreneurship category. Well, the last time that we did something like this, back in August, it bumped me from, I had kind of fallen in rankings, because you guys know that it ebbs and flows when you go look at Chartable. So I was probably hanging out around top 100, 120 in the entrepreneurship category. We did this huge giveaway during my last live launch during the live launch that we did back in August. Oh my gosh, like, it bumped me up to the top 20 in the entrepreneurship category, which is a huge win for marketing. So these contests and giveaways are an awesome strategy for you guys to really scoop in those reviews. And again, if you want, like, the actual step-by-step plug and play of how to run contests and giveaways, it is inside my Podcast to Profit program, along with every other thing I do, including live launching, including how to build a course, including how to get featured on big, incredible podcasts. Like, everything I do today, you guys just want to follow my footsteps? Join Podcast to Profit, okay? So the third thing that I did to get over 1,000 five-star reviews on the show, and guys, granted, like, it's been 5.5 years, okay? So do remember that. If you're like, oh man, like, I'm only at 10 reviews, just press in. Like, people got to 5,000 reviews on their show in 6 months, you know? And I'm like, whatever. Like, I never compare myself to other people. I simply compare myself to myself. And so I'm constantly looking at my next goal, my next thing that I'm working towards. I was working towards my first 100 reviews for a while, then my 500th review. And then for the past couple of years, I've been pushing for this 1,000 review mark. I sat at 800, 900 reviews for a couple, like, a year. So don't take this as a comparison. Take this as a lesson in, what is my next goal? And then how am I going to follow these three steps to get myself to the next goal in those reviews, okay? So my third thing that I did, and because I've been podcasting for 5.5 years, this one has been slow, steady, and very consistent. I asked for reviews. I asked for them. I asked for it in today's intro. Did any of you do it? I bet a handful of you actually paused the episode because you're so sweet and you are so kind, and you did the review for me. Like, how incredible. I'm so grateful to you. And those of you that didn't, will you do it now? Will you take 30 seconds? Pause, scroll down where in the little purple writing it says write a review on Apple Podcasts, click the button and write a quick review for the show. And that's it. Like, it helps me. It blesses the show, sure, but most importantly, it helps the show be found, because what Apple is seeing is that people like this podcast, I should show it to other people who have similar needs or who are searching for similar phrases. So it's just such a beautiful gift you can give me. And I truly believe that that will be returned to you. So I asked. And did you see how I asked? That's all you're going to do. You're going to ask. Now, we don't ask every single episode. So what I did is I actually plugged it into the exit jingle of my podcast. And when you guys, if you haven't started a show, when you come into Podcast Pro University, I have a template for you of how to craft the intro jingle and the exit jingle of your show to include a CTA and give you some sample verbiage to make that very simple and very authentic. But some people leave reviews simply because of the exit. And then I would say 1 out of 10 episodes, I will just do a straight ask like I did today. And it really does work. People are kind and they will do what you ask. And especially if your show is helping them in some way, I'm super happy to leave people a review of the shows that I listen to every single week and get value. And I am inspired or ministered to, or I learn something. Of course. And I actually tried to be a good steward of this myself by leaving reviews for people that I listen to. And as often as I can, leaving reviews for my students, I obviously cannot leave one for every single student, but I do my best, especially during their big review parties that we do in Podcast to Profit, to participate and to actually leave a review myself. So those are the three things I've done. Nothing more, nothing less. So number one, I launched wrong, but then relaunched right. So launch right. Number two, I do annual giveaways and contests. And number three, I ask for reviews in my CTAs and organically in my episodes. Your turn. I hope that this helps you get that visibility and that growth that you've been seeking. And again, if you don't have a show, come check out my workshop, podcastforgrowth.com. And if you're ready to join me and have all the plug and play stuff I've talked about today, plus so much more, head to stephaniegass.com/school and see where you fit in so that we can work together. I'll see you soon.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review.
Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.